Protests over the police killing of a black man have once again gripped the city of Minneapolis almost 2 years after the murder of George Floyd. Last night, activists called for the resignation of the city's interim police chief after police shot and killed 22-year-old Amir Locke while serving a no-knock warrant last week. Body camera footage shows police using a key to enter the apartment where Locke appeared to be sleeping and then shooting him within seconds. Minnesota Public Radio reporter Matt Sepik has been following all of this. Matt, welcome.
Hi, Peter.
So the city released police body camera footage last week. Here's what it sounded like when the police came in the door.
Body search for it!
Police search for it!
Police search for it!
So what are police saying about what happened and why they entered the apartment that way?
Well, they have not said why they chose to use a no-knock warrant, and we don't know this because the warrant application, this is a document that a judge has to sign before any kind of raid like this can take place, is still under seal. What we do know, what Minneapolis police have said, is that they were serving this search warrant at a downtown Minneapolis apartment building as part of a homicide investigation out of St. Paul. They're helping St. Paul officers with that. One reason they may have wanted a no-knock warrant, and I should emphasize that we don't know this for sure, is because that they had reason to fear whoever it was inside the apartment. We do know that a man who lived in apartment 701 of the Bolero Flats here in downtown Minneapolis has a history of violence against police. 23-year-old Marlon Speed pleaded guilty in 2019 to a charge of interfering with police. Prosecutors say he tried to headbutt an officer while arriving at the jail and then smashed this officer's hand into a pillar. And more recently, Speedy is charged with felony domestic assault for allegedly hitting his girlfriend and choking his sister. But it's important to point out that police have not named Speed or really anyone at this point publicly as a suspect in the St. Paul homicide investigation. The incident report that police released, one of the few public documents available now, does list Speed's name.
So listening back to that video, it happened really fast. It was chaotic, as these situations often are. What other questions are investigators trying to answer, specifically about whether Locke had a gun?
Locke did have a gun. We know that. And his family and his family's attorney have said that he had no criminal record. There was nothing making him ineligible to have a firearm. And in that video, you can see it in his hand. His parents say that he had a permit to carry it. And even gun rights activists here in the Twin Cities, the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is questioning, you know, why police conducted the raid in this way and said that anybody with a legal permit to carry a firearm could be put at risk if raids like this continue.
So let's step back, because there's a lot of big picture context we need to get to. Other cities around the country have banned no-knock warrants after police in Louisville, Kentucky, killed Breonna Taylor 2 years ago. Big story. We talked a lot about it. What's the situation like there in Minneapolis on that front?
Well, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said during his reelection campaign, he touted this as a point of progress that his administration made, that they had banned no-knock warrants by the Minneapolis Police Department, the execution of them. But the Star Tribune newspaper here found out last week that just since the beginning of this year, judges have granted, Minneapolis police have requested at least 13 of these no-knock warrants. It's not clear exactly how many of them have been carried out, and the mayor is facing a lot of tough questions about this from reporters and activists. He said that these were banned, but obviously they are continuing into the new year, and a lot of people, reporters and activists, want to know why. If he said that these were banned, why are they continuing?
So we heard the protest sound at the top of our conversation there. I want to ask you what the mood is like in Minneapolis, because also the trial of three other officers in George Floyd's death is underway right now. This seems like the city has been dealing with a lot lately.
Well, the first thing I said to my colleagues here at NPR News is here we go again. Police have killed another young black man in very questionable circumstances while we are seeking and the justice system is seeking accountability for the death of another. And as you mentioned, the trial has resumed today after a break in the case of the three former officers who were at the scene with Derek Chauvin when he killed George Floyd. So it's a very tense time here in Minneapolis.
Matt Sepik is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.